Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she's the First Lady of Atlanta baseball, the Queen of Improv. And she likes the tofu. Miss Allie Mack. Behind the glass, we have a Jeep driving for the moment. Dylan, Dylan Matthews with his creepy wave. And he's a Tush Push fan. And before we get going, guys, everyone take a deep breath. We are your therapy session for the next 3 hours. So load up the phone lines. You can tweet us. You can message us, however, whatever it is, whatever way you get in contact with us. We are here for you. We're all going to go through this together for the next 3 hours because I have as much anger as anyone.
We need to take the mantra from Carl Winslow today and teach it to everyone, Bo. 3, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3.
What the heck is bothering me? Yeah. Just repeat that when you start to feel that anger.
I don't think any of us have to ask the question, what's bothering us, do we? That's the thing. That's the problem. We all know.
Allie brought that up to me a while back, and obviously we both grew up watching that show.
Yeah, same.
And I did that all night last night. I would open Twitter, and I would see, well, I think Matt Ryan should be the interim coach, and I would close it, and I would go, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And like then I had a couple of tall glasses of whiskey.
I have realized something about me and you that we've been doing the show almost 3 years. And one of the things that I've noticed is, especially now that you and I do the pregame, is that I have a chance to air my grievances in the postgame and Bo does not. Mm. And Bo very much, there's a Sunday, and usually, and I'll give you credit, last night stayed off of it. Usually a Sunday evening Twitter session if needed after a loss like that. And then, you know, we come in and we get it off our chest on Monday. But there's already a layer for me. You know what I mean? Where me and Grant, after the thing's over, like I've aired it out. And I went on the postgame yesterday with as much anger as I have ever done on that postgame show. And I was like, dude, I'm about to go in there guns blazing. And I did. And I just can't ever remember feeling like that, even with some of the awful losses we've seen in the last few years. I can't ever remember feeling like that in a postgame.
I made a conscious, because I do need that. It's a little bit of a relief. And everybody knows that I've been on Twitter for a long time. A lot of it was I didn't have a show, right? I didn't have a way to talk about it. So I talked with you through Twitter because I was producing. I would chime in here and there, but I didn't have the main outlet, and there was a microphone in front of me. Last night I chose not to tweet about it for one reason, is because I didn't want to get caught up in the arguments of what's not real information, which is false, and what was real, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't want to get over here about who should be an interim coach and why they should have ran the ball more, when to me, those aren't the issues I want to be talking about. Okay, like, you know, you didn't lose the game because Tyler Allgeier got less than 10 carries or touches. That's not why you lost the game.
Yeah, I don't think that was it.
I didn't want to go down that road because that's where sometimes they go. And so I said, I'm just not going to do it because it doesn't do anybody any good, including me.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And I think one of the issues is that we'll obviously cross through today is I don't think you can just circle one thing. You know, I think we are, as humans, we're so simple-minded. We try to point to one thing all the time. Like, I've been telling you, this is the problem. It's just not. There are so many layers and so many things that went wrong yesterday that we'll have to dissect them throughout the next few hours.
So right.
Well, and Bo, since you weren't on Twitter as much, I was last night. I was a little bit addicted to it. I can sum it up in two words for you, what everyone was saying, but I'll do that as soon as we catch up on the headlines since we last got to chat. The World Series right now is split. Blue Jays won on Friday, 11-4. Dodgers won Saturday, 5-1. Series moves to L.A. tomorrow for Game 3 at 8 o'clock. Friday night, Hawks beat the Magic, 111-107. Saturday fell to the Thunder, 117-100. They play again tonight against the Bulls in Chicago. LSU's head coach Brian Kelly has been dismissed after losing to Texas A&M, 49-25. Brian's buyout is over $54 million. Second most paid ever for a head coach to take a hike like that. Packers beat the Steelers last night, 35-25 in Sunday Night Football. Maybe in the huddle we can talk about the uniforms because what?
Highlighters. Highlighters is what they were. I kept looking up thinking they were throwing flags because there's so much yellow out there. I was like, man, what? Oh, nope, that's not a flag. That's a cleat.
Change the pants to black and we would be okay. But yes, we're going to talk about those Falcons. They did fall to the Dolphins yesterday, 34-10 at the Bend. The two words on Twitter last night that everyone's saying, fire everyone. That's basically the bottom line you need to know. That's the summary of Twitter last night when it comes to that Falcons game.
Yeah.
Well, look, when you put out a performance like that, and it's your second one like that this season, you open yourself up for those kinds of comments. And I'm not going to say, look, I'm not a fire the coach guy. I try to think through these things because I don't want every year. It's a terrible, terrible precedent when you're firing coaches every 2 years, and that's not stability of a franchise. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, though, that fans can't feel that way because I understand it.
For sure.
I will tell you this, and I almost punched the steering wheel because I was mad at Mike for saying it because I was like, you know, Mike gets to say it before me. But we were leaving, and the person I was walking with, I looked at and said, I felt so much better about the Carolina loss right after than I do this one. Because in Carolina, I could grasp some things that, hey, you know what? You go down the field, and then you miss a field goal, and now then you miss another field goal, and then you throw the pick six, and now you're I felt the defense played okay in that game. They didn't play. I didn't think any facet of the game yesterday looked competent for us.
I agree. And that's why I give credence to the fire everyone crowd more so than the end of Arthur Smith's tenure in a lot of different ways. I thought that when you got to the end of Arthur Smith's tenure, and I think we talked about it in the lead up to Arthur Smith, it was like, oh, he's going to keep his job unless things go completely off the rails. And then they went off the rails and it was like, all right. But I think Raheem Morris in a lot of different ways. I'll be the first one to say this. And I know it's 6'11". You're only as good as the coordinators you hire. And both of the coordinators that he hired when he got this job have failed miserably. Jimmy Lake is already out. You got a chance to fix that when you hired Jeff Ulbrich. I think in some ways you did, and they got exposed in a couple of ways yesterday. The Zach Robinson experiment has absolutely failed. It has. And so I think it's like, do you give him the chance to change that? The problem with that is I think Raheem Morris's biggest upside for me was locker room, culture, getting the guys to play hard. We've seen them come out completely flat twice in the last, 5 weeks. And if not worse than that, if you count San Francisco. So that's another thing I struggle with, and I don't know what the remedy quite is.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to catch up. I don't know how you don't. You clearly know that you waited too long to change with Jimmy Lake last year, and you don't have a bye. You don't have a bye at the end of the season to do like you did last year to make changes and take over. I don't know where you go from here. Again, I'm not a fire the coach guy. I just don't have my nature. I'm not that angry guy like that. But I don't know how you don't make a decision and move. Or at least, at the very least, you know what? Now you're coaching the quarterbacks. You're demoted. And we're TJ is going to – or receivers, and TJ is going to run this or whatever. But I think – or maybe you sell him, you know, Oklahoma State. Are they calling? Because maybe you should pick it up.
Don't let us hold you up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, another aspect, there are a lot of angles to yesterday's game, but another aspect is that the Falcons were riddled with injuries. Michael Penix, Drake London, Zach Harrison, Divine Diablo, all out. Kirk Cousins made his first start since December last year. Let's hear from Raheem Morris after the game. He did an interview with Dave Archer about the performance.
You know, we got to go out and play better. We got to find ways to get the ball back. We got to find ways to move the ball. We got to find ways to convert on third down, to keep the ball. We got to find ways to stop them on third down. None of those things happened today. Awful day, tough day.
Awful day, tough day.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And I thought, and Bo, obviously you're standing right there during the interview. I thought he was short. I think he tried to take accountability, and I think he lacked answers.
Well, yeah. I mean, the answer is that they got out-physicaled for 2 weeks in a row.
Yep.
And I just think he just didn't want to say it again because, you know, that was literally what we talked about last week. Yeah, there were a lot of injuries. You know, Jalen Walker was also out. I mean, you know, you're missing guys all over the place. Nobody and Arch actually asked that question, and Rod, yep. You know what Rod's answer was? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And that's the thing for me is like, you may be all angry all you want. He didn't make any excuses for it. They're always going to say we got to fix it. What else? I mean, there's something else. There's really nothing.
Right.
There's something.
Right.
What do you? That's all you can say. But he didn't sit there and be like, yeah, you know, make excuses. But then again, it doesn't. That's almost the point where there's nothing you say in that instance that makes it better.
No,
you can't say you got to go fix it because no people have already heard that. They heard that after Carolina, and you did fix it for 2 weeks, and now whatever you fixed is broken again. But also, people don't want to hear that no one cares because they care. No one cares about the excuses, but they do care. It's just nothing's going to appease that other than going out and collecting some wins. That's the only thing that fixes it.
Well, and Bo, I think you said it perfectly. Today is going to be your therapy session when it comes to yesterday's game. So tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. We're going to take your calls as well, 404-726-0929. Get all the feelings out. We're going to read those comments, break it all down. What in the world happened? It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.